Death does not intrude the field of ethics as a stranger who really belongs in biology, but he is at home there, so writes Werner Ehlert. We are more comfortable to keep death in the realm of biology. There can be completely naturalistic explanations of death. Death, after all, is just another part of life, and a natural one at that, just as summer finally must give way to fall, and fall to winter, so youth gives way to the aged, and so all must finally go the way of death. One generation passes from the stage to give room to the next. We can be rather stoic about death, for it is no more than the final turn in the cycle of life's circle. Then the suggestion of Jacques Derrida makes perfect sense. You can give yourself the gift of death. Death is yours for the taking. Enter euthanasia and the nobility of assisted suicide. If life will be taken from me, at least I can take it. I can determine the time and the place. I don't have to go whimpering and whining into that dark night. I can choose the means, the method, the locale, and the time of the final exit. But death is not content to remain locked up in the clinic. Death knows itself to be more than an inevitable biological episode. Death is more than biology. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Death, sin, law. That's the trio. It is sin that gives death its bite, and it's the law which comes to increase the trespass, as Paul says, and that is the energy of sin. Death nails life down. It is irrevocable. You cannot do a retake. You cannot play it over again. You get no second chances. Death renders a verdict. The problem is not simply that we are mortal, but that we die sinners, and damned sinners at that. Sweet eulogies uttered at a pagan memorial service are but fake absolutions. Pathetic attempts to declare the deceased righteous and good on account of their vocational achievements, personal traits, hobbies, or whatever, death still gobbles up its victim. The grave still wins the victory. Over and against this, we have another word. And I am authorized today to tell you that this prophetic word has been brought to fulfillment. Death is indeed swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? It is a word that shows death for what it is. It is sin that gives death its lethal poison, and it's the law that gives sin its potency. From those tyrants, we cannot free ourselves by retreating into nature, by fantasizing about a soul that migrates from one body to the next, platitudes that invite us to ponder death not as judgment and destruction, but as transformation and change fail. Death will not stay put with biology. It jumps over the fence, breaks out of the zoo every time. Death makes it certain that flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alive or in the grave, there is victory in this Lord. At his coming, the dead will be raised, the perishable nature will be clothed with that which will not rot or decay, the mortal nature puts on immortality. We wait for that day, anticipating it every time we confess the creed, saying, "And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come." We know the truth about death. Indeed, it is a terrible enemy whose sting is sin and whose power is the law. But Easter announces the gospel. Easter announces the victory. The one who was made sin for us gives us forgiveness in his blood. The one who died in our place gives us his indestructible life. The end of life's story is not the obituary. The final destination is not the cemetery. The end of the story is Jesus Christ, crucified and raised from the dead. The end of the story is your resurrection. And Paul says there's just now one more thing. Knowing that your death is defeated, you are free. And so he says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Amen. The peace of God keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.